the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what is happening, y'all? Eddie Greer for another Purple Project Podcast daily edition, a special edition here for you guys here as we talk about here for a bit what's been going on in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament, respectively, for our Cats. We're going to go chronologically in order, obviously, here. The men, wow. What a few weeks to close out the season for Bruce Weber's guys. Obviously, you know, did not get the win yesterday, but just look how far this team's come. They've come a long ways away from where they are today, where they were yesterday. Man, we talked about moral victories recently on the podcast, but that right there, I know we didn't win the ball game, but this making Baylor work for everything yesterday was great, very great to see. Obviously, I did not watch the game. I was able due to my, obviously, I go on the road for work 90% of the time. So I was able to travel for work, so I was able to listen to majority of this game. Really got into the game for the 10-minute mark of the first half, and these Cats, they were balling. They were balling out for good reason. They were balling out, and it is just a lot of momentum. And obviously, the question about Bruce Weber, he pretty much said it himself after in the post game yesterday that he's going to be coming back next season, obviously. So he said it himself. So obviously, G. Taylor said it a month ago, but he said it with, you know, precaution because, you know, if we lose, he didn't say that, but he said, you know, if something off the field happens, that Bruce will lose his job. And I didn't know what that means. None of us didn't know what that means, but you think that he means that he will lose one of these big key young guys. But these kids should be very encouraged. You won the last 4 of 6. Close out your year, and you played like you belong in the damn Big 12 tournament, guys. And a lot to be proud of, especially last couple weeks. Even though they were in the game, despite, you know, not having, at one point, not having McGurl or Pack on the floor. Pack had some six points, and they're getting score. Davion Bradford, damn, he was magnificent. See, that I called his that name out to a certain degree a couple weeks ago on the weekly edition of the podcast, which, again, that's going to be coming out later on today as well, on a weird time frame. But, hey, still good content, including NFL draft day, or pro day, excuse me, for some of our K-State Wildcats as they get ready to get drafted next month. But yeah, I mean, Davion Bradford, he owned Baylor in that first half of that game, and then obviously Baylor, like they did, let them have their fun, and then they made adjustments like they did. Baylor won the game by 6, 74-68 yesterday. K-State took care of TCU for the second straight year in a row in the first round of the Big 12 tournament by manhandling TCU 22-22. We talked about that in the weekly edition of the podcast. So we recorded it on Wednesday. So you're going to get that there. You're going to get a preview there of the women's. And I'm going to give you that here in a moment. But Nigel Pack had an outstanding 2 days of the tournament here. He was, 8 of 10 from downtown in the 2 games there. As I pull up some of the stats here for them here, they're terrific all the way around. Yes, they faded here late. And they are slightly, but you get your magnificent freshman duo of Bradford and Pat, 18 points apiece. Dejuan Gordon had a big game, 15 points. And you didn't get a big point day from McGurl, 3 points, but he had 7 assists in the game, which the radio broadcast pointed out there. Stan Weber pointed that out in his post-game analysis there. So, hey, I mean, and all roads saying that Mike McGurl could be coming back as well. So you're getting this core back. Now the offseason is going to be huge, obviously. And if you're not, if these students aren't encouraged, this is motivation for next season. And I tweeted to my co-host Alex, hey, and this has been our theme for this basketball team, and I'm gonna carry this theme over to the running because I love this. I love this theme. This is my analogy. Building blocks. This is huge building blocks for this team. You build it. You do not want to go backwards. I mean, hey. I guess a homeless person or whatever ran into Bruce Weber yesterday and saying that in case KU rebuilds or reloads while K-State rebuilds, and even he's smart, so I gotta give you kudos there on that one. But yeah, you don't want to keep rebuilding. I mean, a lot of fans here in Manhattan are frustrated with it, and hey, you can't be excited after that for the students. For the student athletes, your teammates, and you want to just up and leave, then you're making a mistake. Especially you're taking the number two team in the country, the number one seed in the conference to the limit yesterday. After that performance there, then you got another problem. But we had some quick questions about it, but hey, I mean, hey, they did not give 100 points. That's a huge thing. So that measuring stick that we refer to in the weekly edition of the podcast, that has been answered. They've come a big, long ways, and they should be proud of themselves for that. So, again, the offseason is going to be very important for these guys. Again, they didn't get reps early before the season started. So, like, I mean, these two games in the Big 12 tournament for the Cats, very big. So, huge for those guys. Very happy for the entire group now. They only had 8 players. Keep this in mind. They had 8 players play available. Obviously, no Antonio Gordon for the tournament. Obviously, we talked about that also. So, I mean, long ways away. And Davion Bradford, I mean, that press is inside. I mean, he should be doing that every game. I mean, yes, you want to progress here and there, but if you're not making progressions, then you know that's something wrong there. But Davion Bradford should be that 18. You get 18 and. Rebounding wise here, let me scroll up here. 18, he had 18 and only 3 rebounds. You get at least 18 and 8 somewhere in there. A double-double from Davion Bradford at least there. You got a chance. Nigel Pack doing what he did. 6 of 9 from downtown yesterday. Was 5 of 6 the previous night against the Horned Frogs. You get that kind of production out of him. You get defense like Miguel. And McGirl doing his thing. Yeah. I mean, we should all be happy. Keep our heads up about the men's performance there on that front. The women. almost blew the game again. Yeah, almost blew it in the fourth quarter against Texas Tech. And they made huge shots down the stretch here. Rachel Renke's big time 3. With less than 30 seconds left there after Ioka Lease almost single-handedly gave the game away last night there. Turned the ball over late, and Texas Tech almost went on a comeback of the ages again on them. But K-State held them off, winning by 10. They're going to play West Virginia, a team that just played really a week and a half ago, here later on this afternoon. NKC, big win for the ladies. The girls get it done. They had a big fourth quarter. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you have to have a big fourth quarter. You got to finish. And again, kind of going over some cliff notes of what the weekly podcast is going to be about. But hey, Ioka Lee, man, she almost gave it away. Had a critical turnover late there. Texas Tech converted it. But Rachel Renke's 3, huge 3. Put the nail in the coffin on the Lady Raiders last night, 75-65. K-State advances to the quarterfinals and faces West Virginia later on this afternoon. Chrissy Carr in the game. I don't know what was that, but Chrissy Carr in the ball game, 22 points, 3 of 9 from 3-point range. She was 8 of 15. From the field. Ioka Lee finished up with 21 points. Still had a big game. Double-double again. 21 and 12 for her. Rachel Renke, big 3. Late in the game, 8 points for her. And Sydney Goodson off the bench. That talked about that third score again, big miss for her. She's been very big. I've been highly praising her all year long. 10 points for Sydney Goodson, 4 assists for her off the bench for Jeff Mitty's squad. They're going to be playing West Virginia at 5:30. That's going to be on ESPN Plus, quarterfinal game. So you're interested in catching that. Manhattan Wildcat Nation, go check that out. Check out our ladies as they continue to battle. We advance, baby. So fourth quarter, that's been a mystery for the Cats all year long. They get it done here, 29-17 points of their back and forth first half there. Texas Tech went on a late run in the third quarter, and then K-State there buckled up. And then, you know, they punched back. I mean, that was the critical question coming in here. Can they punch back in the fourth quarter? They did that against their nemesis, Tech, because they should have swept this team. But they get the season series, though, 2 of 3 out of Tech there. And hopefully this carries a little bit of confidence there going to West Virginia. Playing West Virginia, I believe, in KC again, Municipal Arena. So West Virginia, the 17th team in the country overall on the women's sideline, they avoid Baylor. That's a big kudos there, at least on the bracket side of things. There, Chrissy Ann Carr, 22 points for her. So we'll see if this momentum can carry on here for the Lady Cats. They just played them last week. West Virginia, they lost by 8. Right here in Manhattan, Kansas. I mean, they're right there. They took the lead in the third quarter, it was close enough. But you know, West Virginia, they made plays late. So we'll see if this momentum from last night for Jeff Mitty's squad can carry over in the end of this game here this afternoon for the Lady Cats. They put the clamps down on the Texas Tech Lady Raiders, 75-65. So very positive vibes here going in the office of the men, and the ladies keep on playing. So we'll see what happens with the Cats later on this afternoon for the ladies' side of the Big 12, Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. So, wow, there's just nothing else to say. So good vibes only. Eddie Gritter III, go Cats! Jeff Mitty's squad will be action later on this afternoon. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.